Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Thursday, September 23rd. Crews continue to work to restore a number of scattered power outages in Grey Bruce following the strong wind gusts in the region yesterday. There are several outages on the Bruce Peninsula, affecting around 1,400 Hydro One customers, as well as isolated outages in other parts of the region, including the Owen Sound area and southern Bruce and Grey counties. As of now, the estimated restoration time is 6 this evening for most outages, though around Hanover and Holstein, it's listed as late as 11:30 tonight. Grey Bruce OPP are looking for more information after a missing Georgian Bluffs woman was reportedly seen in the Kitchener area. 64-year-old Marianne Epp was reported missing from the Owen Sound area on September 13th, but police say she was seen in downtown Kitchener on the 20th. OPP say she's a well-known street musician. Anyone with information is asked to call Grey Bruce OPP. Anti-vaccine protesters in Quebec who picket outside hospitals, schools, daycares, or COVID-19 test and vaccine sites could face a heavy fine under the terms of a bill tabled today. The bill in Quebec allows police to issue fines of up to $10,000 to anyone protesting within 50 meters of any of those places or intimidates or threatens people going to or from those sites. If passed, the law would be in effect until the Quebec government officially ends its state of health emergency. Premier François Legault says his government has lost patience with anti-vaccine protests of this kind. The RCMP has charged two corporate entities of SNC-Lavalin and two former senior executives of the Quebec companies with a number of forgery and fraud offenses. According to the RCMP, the investigation into alleged criminal wrongdoing relates to bribes paid in exchange for obtaining a contract. The domestic probe focused on work in Montreal on Pont Jacques-Cartier between 1977 and 2004. SNC-Lavalin was previously charged with bribery in relation to its past work in Libya, which was at the center of the federal government scandal in 2019 between Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and then Attorney General Jody Wilson-Raybould, who said she faced pressure to pursue a deferred prosecution agreement with SNC-Lavalin. The annual McHappy Day conducted by McDonald's restaurants was held yesterday. While national numbers haven't been released, the four local franchises generated close to $12,600. Steve Scrow, owner of the franchises in Owen Sound, Meaford, and Port Elgin, says the local McHappy Day proceeds are mostly directed to the London location.
For the people in Grey Bruce who use the Ronald McDonald House, a significant majority of those people do use the London House, so we're quite proud to be sending our money that way.
Scrow also notes there was a very orderly process for those who entered the lobby on what was the first day a vaccine passport was required in Ontario. The City of Owen Sound is advising residents the Miller Waste Transfer Station will be closed this Saturday for the entire day for maintenance. It's set to reopen on September 27th at 8 a.m. Briefly in business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 60 points to 20,461. The Dow Jones is up 506 points. Our dollar is trading at 78.98 U.S. cents. And the price of oil is $73.24, up $1 a barrel. In sports in Major League Ball, the Toronto Blue Jays visit the Minnesota Twins. The Jays have fallen a half game back of the New York Yankees for the final wild card spot in the American League. Toronto lost 7-1 yesterday at Tampa Bay. Game time tonight is 7:40. Senior men's baseball could be returning to Owen Sound. An application will be made to the North Dufferin Baseball League to accept a franchise from Owen Sound for the 2022 season. In the NFL, Carolina plays Houston at 8:20. The NHL's Buffalo Sabres announced Jack Eichel is no longer their captain. General manager Kevin Adams says Eichel failed his physical and has been stripped of the C after three seasons as the captain of the Sabres. In the Ontario Hockey League, the Sarnia Sting visit the Peterborough Petes. The Owen Sound Attack will be at Sudbury tomorrow night for their third preseason game. You can find more sports posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca.